Hello, and welcome to day 22 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 22. Your duties in life are her will for you. The Church teaches us that it looks to Mary as its model, because it sees in her, without spot or wrinkle, all the perfection to which it is called. The Church turns its eyes to Mary, who shines forth to the whole community of the elect as the model of virtues. She is a true model, but not merely a passive one. She is a living model, a motherly model, a teacher of virtue. Everything about her life is a lesson for you. Consequently, you cannot fail to carefully study and meditate on her life, and to notice how most of it is hidden, lived quietly, at the side of Jesus, in the Holy House of Nazareth. You must study and imitate her even in this hidden life of hers, which occupied most of her time here on earth. By her quiet fidelity to the duties of her life, unnoticed by the world, but noticed by God, she is for you an admirable example of how to reach holiness by faithfulness to your own duties, especially the hidden ones, which God alone sees. The Church teaches us to not overlook the wonders God performed in the hidden life of the Immaculate. Let us remember that the perfection of Mary, full of grace, is proclaimed by the angel within the walls of her home, not in Nazareth's main square, but there in hiding in the greatest humility. God wants to do great things with us in our daily lives, that is, in our families, at work, in everyday environment. God's grace loves to operate there more than in great historical events. If your desire to belong to Our Lady is authentic, you must wish to be sanctified the same way she was, that is, in your ordinary life. Do not expect your Heavenly Mother to obtain great graces for you if you refuse to accept the little ones. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. Do not expect to become a saint if you fail to give yourself wholeheartedly to fulfilling your obligations out of love for Our Lady, duties in your family, in your workplace, at school, in church, etc. Consecration to the Immaculate elevates you and sanctifies you in the very state of life you're in, single, married, or consecrated to God, with all its obligations and duties to God and neighbor, big and small. But no state in life, not even the holiest, is a guarantee of sanctity if you neglect the duties of that state. In these duties, you must see the sure will of the Immaculate for you. In their fulfillment, you must see the test of your love for her, and through her, for God. She will not be pleased with even the holiest actions you might perform, such as prayer and penance, if these are an obstacle to the fulfillment of your duties. Seek, therefore, not to do extraordinary things out of a disguised self-love, but be faithful to your ordinary duties out of authentic love for her. Never forget that holiness does not consist of extraordinary actions, but ordinary, often unnoticed actions done out of love for your Father who sees in secret. This is how the Immaculate lived, and so you must live also, if you wish to be truly hers. Let us now turn to page 83 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Active adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Supplication to Our Lady. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, with my personal commitment and sacrifice. Allow me to live, work, suffer, be consumed, and die for you, just for you. Allow me to bring the whole world to you. Allow me to contribute to your ever greater exaltation, to your greatest possible exaltation. Allow me to give you such glory that no one else has ever given you up to now. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them, so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly, ever more rapidly, ever more intensely, as He who has exalted you so indescribably above all other beings Himself desires. In you alone, God is incomparably more glorified than in all His other saints. For you, God has created the world. For you, God has also called me to existence. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 22. If you were just to take a step back just for a moment from our total consecration preparation, and you were to take a look at your own life and the lives and the families of the people that you know, it's pretty safe to say that there's brokenness in every single family. So many people come to me and they talk to me about not being satisfied with life. And this is also Catholics, about so much addiction that they're struggling to overcome, a general sadness and a dissatisfaction, not having a sense of meaning and purpose. Many parents come to me and they're so heartbroken over the loss of faith of their children. Some people even put their children through 12 years of Catholic education, only for at the end of it, their children have not been evangelized. And you just take an honest assessment. You walk into the average Catholic parish. Does this parish look like it is on fire for the love of God with the power of the Holy Spirit? And the answer is honestly no. Yes, in some pockets, in some bubbles, there are some fervent, devoted people, and it's incredible to behold. But if we're honest and we take an assessment of the entire population of Catholics, there are more people who do not go to church. It's as if the church is no longer relevant and ineffective. This is not the plan of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I have come to give you life and life in abundance. Jesus said, anybody who comes to me, they will have streams of living water flowing out of them. Jesus Christ said, I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish that it was already blazing. And the secret to this fire is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it is better that I leave, because if I do not leave, I cannot send you the Advocate. And when the Holy Spirit comes down upon you, you're going to do greater things in my name. The followers of mine will cast out devils. They eat poison and it doesn't harm them. They heal the sick. All of these miraculous and wonderful things that we don't see in the church today. When Jesus founded the church, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And unfortunately, we take that as defensive. If we hide, maybe a couple of us will keep the faith, and in the end, there'll be a small remnant. That's not what our Lord intended. Our Lord intended that the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. It shall not prevail against you. That you are going to be so full of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have so much life in you that you are going to knock down the gates of hell in other people's lives. Where there's darkness, you're going to break down the gates of hell and you're going to bring the light of Christ. Where there is sadness, you're going to get in there and you're going to bring joy. Where there is despair, you're going to go in there with the power of Almighty God and you're going to bring hope. So I bring you some bad news. Yes, it's bad news out there. But I'm going to give you a message of hope that's going to bring strength, and you're going to be able to fight. And you, I give you my word, if you do what I tell you, you're going to go from victory to victory. But I can't just give you the answer. I have to tell you the story of how the answer came about. There was a great man. His name was Dominic de Guzman. You might know him as Saint Dominic. He loved Jesus Christ. He gave his entire life to Jesus Christ. And he was preaching and teaching and doing the best he can to evangelize others so that they can have the fullness of Christ. He was fighting against what is now called the Albigensian heresy. The problem was, although he was putting his whole heart and soul into it, he was ineffective. It was as if the Holy Spirit wasn't working. The mercy of God wasn't being called down. He was saying, where are the promises of the New Testament? How come they're not coming alive in the people that I'm preaching to? So Dominic did what you and I are doing. He gave his entire life over to the Virgin Mary. And he said, Blessed Mother, I surrender everything to you. Please, I beg of you, give me an answer. What can I do to bring about a revolution in the lives of the people that I love? What can I do to call down the mercy of God? What can I do to bring hope to the hopeless? I will do any penance. So he fasted. He took the discipline. He stayed up all night in vigil. For several days, this man wasted away begging God through Mary for an answer. What can we do to save the church? What can we do to save families? What can we do to bring about a renewal personally and in the wider church and therefore in the world? And so after several days of prayer and penance, he fainted, and the Mother of God appeared to him. And she said to him, Dominic, my well-beloved son, because you have been so faithful, I'm going to give you the answer to your prayers. I'm going to give you a solution that will call down the mercy of God. I'm going to give you a solution that will be like a new Pentecost. The Holy Spirit will fill you and will fill everybody who follows this advice. She said, Dominic, in this type of warfare, the battering ram has been, is now, and forever shall be, the angelic salutation. What is she talking about? Battering rams. What is a battering ram used for? It's used for breaking down gates. Remember, our Lord Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. So how do I break down the gates of hell? The same way Jesus did. Remember, before Jesus Christ, nobody went to heaven. And how did Christ break into the dominion of the devil? By the words of the angel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace. And it is with those words that the power of the Holy Spirit began its process of renewing the face of the earth by coming upon the Virgin Mary. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So those words, Hail Mary, full of grace, will forever be and always be a turning point. They will always bear fruit. Those words, Hail Mary, full of grace, will never fail to bring light in the darkness. Hail Mary, full of grace, will never fail to call down the power of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, will never fail to bring Jesus Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace, will always assure us the attentiveness and the heart of the Virgin Mary. It was those words that all of the angels had been waiting for, because the second person of the Holy Trinity would become a man and take on our human nature and flip everything on its head. Mary continues, preach my Psalter. What did she mean by my Psalter? The religious would pray the Liturgy of the Hours, which is comprised of the Psalms, and there are 150 Psalms. Lay people at this time could not participate because most of them were illiterate. So they would have beads, and they would break them up for morning prayer, afternoon prayer, and evening prayer. And on these beads, they would pray various prayers. Our Fathers, some people would pray 150 Our Fathers. Some people would pray 150 Hail Marys. And so Mary was telling Dominic, preach the version of the Psalter that has the angelic salutation, and add to that meditation on the life of Jesus Christ. And if you do this, the Holy Spirit will come upon anybody that takes up this practice. So we now know that as the rosary. And I know what some of you are thinking, no, not the rosary. Oh, it's so difficult. I really don't like to pray the rosary. Now, let me help you. What is Mary's goal? To make you like Jesus Christ, so that you can have life and life to the full, so that you can have streams of living water flowing through you. If it's true that this is made by the hands of the Mother of God, and she's so wise and she's so perfectly united to the Holy Spirit, then this devotional should be the perfect means to transform me into Christ. So what is the first ingredient of the Holy Rosary? Well, many of you cringed when I said this is the origins of the Holy Rosary. The first ingredient is death and self-denial. And let's be honest, to pray the Rosary is a death to myself. But I cannot be a disciple of Jesus Christ without first doing what? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. So what happens when I pray this? I deny myself 50 beads at a time. I die to myself. It's true. But you know what dies? The most selfish parts of me. When I say, Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. I do die. But by the time I'm done with this, something inside of me changes and I understand the voice of God and I have a sense of what His plan and His purpose is for my life. What's the second ingredient of this? Well, the vocal prayers that I just repeated, the Our Father, come straight from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Our Father is the inspired word of God, so the Holy Spirit flows through it. 50 times, I repeat some of the most important words in the history of humanity. This is Christocentric because it is with these words that God enters humanity. So by the time I'm done saying the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys, simply praying those prayers are going to assure me the abundance of the Holy Spirit coming upon me and giving me a new life in Christ. And yes, there is a little bit of a crucifixion involved in there, but then this is where the life really explodes, and that is the meditation on the life of Christ. So there's a principle in theology. A grace remembered is a grace renewed. And let's say, for example, you're meditating upon the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So you're meditating, the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary and upon the apostles. The apostles were no longer the same men. Before, they were cowards. After that, they are filled with the love of God, and they begin doing wonders and miracles and extraordinary activities, just like Jesus promised. But on top of that, I am reminded, I am renewed in this Pentecostal mystery. A grace remembered is a grace renewed. And so let's say I was depressed. Let's say I felt like I wasn't good enough. And all of a sudden you're reminded, wait a second, I received the sacrament of confirmation. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that I received the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit as the apostles on Pentecost, and they were weak and cowardly men. Only one out of 12 made it to the foot of the cross. I also have the same access to the power of God that they had, and all of a sudden you're renewed and you're strengthened, and the Holy Spirit comes alive in you. But there's more than that. I'm not just reviewing something historical. If you use the methods of mental prayer, the Holy Spirit is really here present within my soul, within my room. And then if I imagine the dove and the flames going upon everybody else, and I talk to the Holy Spirit in this scene, I come into contact and I am now open to hearing the voice of God. And when you come into contact with God, everything He touches comes on fire. So you are now filled with the Holy Spirit, and you are now more capable of going out and reaching other people. It's revolutionary. Every aspect of the rosary has been fine-tuned and perfectly planned by Our Lady. She said, you got people who are low IQ. You got people who are so high IQ that they're all head and no heart. I have an answer that will help every single person. You got people who are stay-at-home moms and they don't have time to sit and do proper mental prayers. You got people who do mental prayer and they sit down and they don't know what to meditate upon. I've got it all for you right here in this simple yet profound devotion. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.